We're reading from the book Kabbalah for the Student on page 259, item 28, article The Arvut. You can ask questions live on CAP TV. Selected questions will be aired. Item 28, article The Arvut. Now we fully understand the previous words, for he says, "Now, therefore, if you'll hearken unto my voice indeed and keep my covenant," meaning make a covenant on what I'm telling you here, "that you shall be mine own treasure from among all peoples." This means that you will be my treasure, and sparks of purification and cleansing of the body shall pass through you unto all the peoples and the nations of the world, for the nations of the world are not yet ready for it. And at any rate, I need one nation to start with now, so it will be as a remedy for all the nations. And therefore he ends, "For all the earth is mine," meaning all the peoples of the earth belong to me, as do you, and are destined to cleave to me. Item 20. But now, while they're still incapable of performing that task, I need a virtuous people. And if you agree to be the remedy for all the nations, I command you to be unto me a kingdom of priests, which is the love of others in its final form of love thy friend as thyself, which is the axis of all the Torah and mitzvot. And a holy nation is rewarded in its final form of dvikut with him, which includes all the rewards that can even be conceived. These are the words of our sages in clarifying the ending. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel. They made the precision, "These are the words, no more and no less." This is perplexing. How can you say that Moses would add or subtract from the words of the Creator to the point that the Creator had to warn him about it, and we find none like him in the whole of the Torah? On the contrary, the Torah says about him, "For he is the trusted one in all my house."
Meaning the general will to receive, which went through all the preparations, including the shattering, in the spiritual world, and comes to the beginning of its development from below upward, from our world, which is the lowest final point, and starts to develop in still vegetative animate, like our universe from the Big Bang, until it comes to humans, which developed from the ape millions of years ago, and then humans that developed also until they developed to a state that slowly the spark for sanctity started to develop in them, which happened in Adam Rishon for the first time, and after him 20 generations till Abraham, as these sparks already started to be revealed in more and more generations. The meaning is generations of Kabbalists, which pass on from one to another the wisdom. It's not the generations of just people. We're not talking about times. Rather, we're talking about the periods of transference of the wisdom, transference of the method of correction. We see from this that without the nation of Israel, it's impossible. And We come to Abraham, and then from Abraham and onwards, it starts already to be this message, this passing on of this message, more and more organized, wrapped correctly in the right wrapping, in the right approach to people with a point in the heart, with this spark which is being revealed in them, and for the time being, not in others. And to those people, the Creator turns to, well, through Abraham, that he gathers them in ancient Babylon, as that he passes on to them the approach. It was still not the revelation of the Creator to those people that Abraham gathered from Babylon. We can talk about it, about the people that Abraham gathers and connects and takes out of Babylon. We can talk about it from the point of the shattered vessels, the souls, how they connect these vessels together. It's not important. But of course, we're not talking about the bodies, the biological bodies. Rather, we're talking about that group which Abraham gathered and connected. And as we talk about them moving from Babylon to Canaan, and from Canaan to Egypt, and from Egypt onwards to Sinai and to the desert, and then again to the land of Israel, this is all the spiritual development process of theirs in such definitions, which are called Babylon, Canaan, Egypt, desert, and Israel. And it's all ascent, 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 spiritual ascent. As in the beginning, Abraham connected them and started to work with them on the preparation work. And he prepared them and brought them through the degree which is called Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. These are all degrees of connection between them. Towards the connection, in the connection between them, at the degree of Jacob, they understood somewhat what it means to work in the three lines. Jacob even went down to Egypt. The meaning is that they started to work in the middle line, and then they discovered that they are in the heaviness of the desire which is being discovered specifically when they come to the work in the connection on the middle line. And then they continued, they didn't run away. And even though the very difficult states came, Pidulam says, the years of starvation and so on, and until they managed to already, from their efforts to come to a state that the point of Moshe, of Moses, was discovered between them. It's not that a person, it's when you effort together, in 10, let's say, or in a big group, it doesn't matter, such a point is revealed which attracts and is mutual to everyone, and then it leads everyone. When such a point is revealed, then we can truly gather and go after it. Let each escape his ego to the center of the group, to Moshe, to Moses. This is called that we exit Egypt. Each is disconnecting from himself and connecting to everyone, to others. This way we come to the revelation, the initial revelation of the Creator, which is called the standing of Mount Sinai. This is also a revelation. It's not so much of a revelation, but somehow also from Egypt. That's the exit. There's the cloud and the pillar of fire. But somehow already there is a certain feeling or... Yes, a certain feeling, not clear feeling, but of the upper force which is leading them. It helps to go through the Red Sea, meaning to truly disconnect from the ego, at least for the time being. It's a disconnection. It's like the restriction in Ein Sof also. For somewhat it operates and then not. Although in holiness it doesn't get cancelled, but they cancelled it in the shattering. And thus advancement is towards an even greater connection around the hatred, despite the hatred which is being revealed. Once they come to a connection in rising above the hatred, as each exits his skin and connects into the center of the group, and his body he keeps outside that, and everyone gathers inside the internality of the group, like that, in points, in sparks. And once they can, together with the evil inclination, to be above it, meaning to rise with its presence, that's already a greater degree, meaning more powerful chasadim, which are as they're raised to be in the presence of the desire. Because the desire in us goes up, goes down, changes according to the light which operates it. And thus, accordingly, we need to operate. The light operates the desire from its behalf, and we on our behalf need to operate against that, the reforming light. And then the Creator operates in the light, and we operate in the light. And this is how, but the light that we're operating in becomes a kli in us because we awaken it. A kli is called the reflecting light. This is the way we advance. And therefore, in the standing of Mount Sinai, meaning in a state of the group which is united and conglomerated and connected, it comes to some intensity of connection between them that even as the evil is revealed in each of us and in everyone, we can be above it in our points, in our sparks, which is called that Moshe rises above the mountain, goes up the mountain. And this is what we want. We do agree to be in bestowal, in mutual bestowal, and in connection between our points, which is called to be as one man in one heart. All of Israel are friends, Yeshar Kel, direct to the Creator, as they want to come to this, and in mutual guarantee, Arvut, that in this connection, we agree with that mission, which is called to be a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. A kingdom of priests, meaning to be an absolute, pure bestowal, to receive in order to bestow, and that exaltness, that's what we want to reach, definitely, even though it's not associated to anything that there's in this world. Oh, there's the nations of the world, Israel, the Levite, the priest, the Kohen, the great Kohen. No, rather, we're talking about spiritual degrees, and each of them must come to such a state. As we call it, Moshe or Aaron, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, all in all, the sons of Jacob, we are talking about only about the degrees, not about human beings that received it in inheritance. The merit of the fathers is not something that you, it's something that you get from some kind of hierarchy or inheritance that has to do with this world. Therefore, whoever has a heart that is caring within him receives upon him, accepts upon himself this mission to be a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. Yes.
About the task, Scott from England is asking, what does it mean that the sparks of the cleansing of the body will pass to all the nations, as it says here that you shall be a holy nation through which sparks...
That all the rest that don't have a spark yet, that is drawing them towards sanctity, towards bestowal meaning, and they don't have from this any desire to come to the degree of Kohen, of priest, of complete bestowal. We are with the Creator here already in a partnership. What is the partnership with the Creator? The partnership with the Creator is not in that we are correcting ourselves. It's that the fact that we're correcting ourselves, that we're not in partnership with him. He's working upon us. We're with him. The partnership is that we're taking some third job, some side job, and upon it we are partners. And this is in the correction of the world, the correction of humanity, where we truly are a partners with him. Why? Very simply. He is behind everything. He's corrupting the world, bringing problems and troubles, a little bit of awakening to the will to receive, which is called like... sufferings like salt softens meat. The sufferings soften our soul, and he does that from the side of the bad. We are doing it from the side of the good, from the other side, as we bring them the method of correction, and then we become a light to the nations. And this way, we work with him in both directions, under the condition that we are adhered to him, such that the whole world joins us, and we together, all of us, ascend to the degree which is called the Third Temple. Okay? Wonderful, yes.
What is it about Israel that completes?
Israel is called that they have the sparks. Whoever has the sparks, they ascend. They rise above. They have an inner impulse that cannot be stopped. In whoever such a spark is awakening and pushes him towards the revelation of the essence, he's called Yashar Kel, directly to the Creator. Whoever that spark does not appear in, then is yet to be called even the degree of Israel. Of course not, definitely not the degree of Levite or Kohen. Yes.
How do they complete the creation? What is it about their role that they're the only ones that can do it?
Because they have connection with the reforming light. They can draw it. They can invite it to be corrected. Without that spark, you can't. Now, as they connect, as they have a spark, and they already are called Israel, or even Levite, or even Kohen, then they have in their power to awaken those that don't have a spark, because they towards the spark. Look, there's a spark, which is called the point in the heart. And there's the desire, the ego, the shattered desire. Okay? Now, ego. Let's put it this way. The shattered desire. Meaning, there is the force of bestowal and the force of reception. Okay? You corrected all these things, let's say. Yes? And then if you corrected, this whole thing becomes one big point in the heart. Towards what? Towards, we'll say,
the nations of the world.
Towards the nations of the world. The nations of the world. As this, the nations of the world is the vessels of reception. And here, it's called Israel, the vessels of bestowal. Yes.
What is it about them that they can awaken the nations of the world?
They're in one system.
We say that the Creator cannot evoke, bestow the nations of the world, but Israel can.
Because Israel is part of the corrected Kli. A part of the Kli. The part that is corrected, and therefore only through it, the light to the nations of the world can pass, and also this light which comes towards the nations of the world is a special light. It's a special light which is called only as Mekif, as a surrounding light, like it is towards us. But towards us, the reforming light comes as surrounding light because we have a spark. And here, towards the nations of the world, there is no spark. It's not through the spark. It's truly through our corporeal vessels, as we organize them for better corporeal life, as we give them integral education, as we do all sorts of actions to benefit their earthly lives. Because there's no spark. By us operating in this, first of all, only we are capable. You will go in every place and start to do disseminations and round tables there and circles and all that. You will succeed. Someone else won't succeed. Because here, through you, the light is operating. This is called, you are the passage between me, the Creator says, to the nations of the world. Now, because you have a spark, a connection towards the upper light. Now, we, as we come to them, we organize them. Therefore, we're in this world. That even in such a manner, there can be a connection between the Kilim. And the Creator arranges for them the force of battery and brings them the crisis. This comes from Him. Yes.
What does it mean here where He says that I need one nation to start the work?
Yes, this is called the one nation, Israel, Yeshar Kel, which is directed, and the Achap is not. We need to start organizing it. Yes.
To continue what Niv says, the crisis, the Creator is creating a situation where the nations of the world will reach a state where they're ready to listen to Israel. This is what it means?
From a lack of a choice.
So why can't he, through the same process, bring them to listen to him? Why does he need us?
What connection? Why are you now sitting and hearing and not hearing what the Creator is talking to you? Why can't you? What? Tell me why.
I don't get it. I don't get it.
It's not understood? It's too bad. You studied with me? If the question is not clear. Why, Niv? Do you hear the voice of the Creator? Don't say, otherwise they'll think about you, something's wrong. You don't hear. Wonderful. Thank God. Why don't you hear? Either you're not crazy or healthy, or you're... What?
I'm opposite to him.
Or you're opposite to him. Exactly. There's a lack of suitability. So how can you hear from him? Also, we don't receive because we're not Israel yet. To the degree that we will have the intention in order to bestow, we will enter contact with the Creator, then He will live in us, and we will be able to be towards the nations of the world, the connecting part. You need to think about this more. Guys, I don't know. These are already elementary things. How many times do I need to say about the law of equivalence of form? You want to protect yourself? Well.
No, what I want to ask is, why can't the nations of the world get light, go through the equivalence of form?
But there's no spark in them. Do you understand that or not?
So they can't be an equivalence of form?
Do you understand what it means to be without a spark? I'll give you an electric shock right now. I'll erase everything you have in your memory. How will you look? You don't even know. You can't exit yourself and describe and depict such states. What is it, a person that lost his memory? Go to nursing homes and see people who are in dementia there that lost their memory. If we don't have a Rishimo, we don't. Why am I sitting like this? Why am I talking to you? Why every single thing? Other than the body working instinctively, that it's breathing, and all kinds of systems are operating in it. Other than that, all the rest of the things are from the Rishimot. From the inner conditions. If the Rishimo of the spark is not revealed, how can you demand from a person? Therefore, you're forbidden to come to a person with some demand. He doesn't have such a thing. He doesn't want any... You can come to a person and start telling him that, why are you not yearning for the Creator, for the purpose of creation? It's like you'll talk to a donkey. It's the same thing. Therefore, it's called, everyone is similar to beasts. It's like you don't hear from me anything. Who am I talking to? From Sunday. Yes, for sure.
It says here, there are a few things about the nation of holy nation, and if you can read it again.
Read it again.
And he says that all the nations of the world belong to me, as do you, and eventually they have to cleave on to me. But still, when they are not capable of this role,
from a lack of the Rishimot in them that are not awakened,
I need a holy or special nation, and if you agree to be this nation, then I shall command you to be the nation of priests, which is the final form, to achieve the final form of love another as thyself, which is what the whole Torah revolves around, and the holy nation, which is the reward and the final form of Dvekut with him, which includes all the rewards that can even be conceived. These are the words of our sages in clarifying the ending. These are the words which you shall speak unto the children of Israel. They made the precision. These are the words, no more and no less. This is perplexing. How can you say that Moses would add or subtract from the words of the Creator to the point that the Creator had to warn him about it, and we find none like him? In the whole of the Torah, on the contrary, the Torah says about him, "For he is the trusted one in all my house." So the question is, the nation of priests, the kingdom of priests and holy nations, what is that?
The kingdom of priests is the state of their correction, the degree, and the holy nation is the certain implementation. That's how I understand it. A holy nation is already the realization of the kingdom of priests.
So it's not to receive in order to receive and to bestow it. To bestow in order to bestow, and to receive in order to bestow.
No. A holy nation and a kingdom of priests is already the state of reception in order to bestow completely. More? Yes?
How is it possible to explain the reward in the form of to cleave on.
Adhesion, dvikut, is the reward.
So it means that our reward is to love, to bestow?
Yes, bestow. Bestow and love is truly the same thing. We can't yet discern between the action and the feeling and the intention, and we still yet have to have some widening of our perception. Yes?
So how is it possible to understand this if my work is to love and my reward is to achieve adhesion?
No. It's the light and the kli become one. Don't confuse with this. What for are you? Do you want to philosophize on things that I can say about that in a precise manner? Because I see that as much as I explain the simple things, spark, desire to receive, surrounding light, how it works, that too is not understood. And it has to do with our level, our degree. You already want to grasp that degree, which is completely without any connection to us. Yes.
It's just that the whole reward thing is confusing.
The reward is dvekut, adhesion. The state is adhesion. The action is dvekut. What's the problem with that?
So both the work and the reward are adhesion.
No. So what? Do you have a problem with that? Think about that. Now what about you need to? If you won't be realistic, nothing will happen. You can dream about the degrees that exist there, even the closest degree, you don't know what it is. It's good to hear, but to be engaged and busy with what's real, with realistic. Good, yes.
There are two counter rules here which I'm supposed to do. One is to correct myself, be in the group, nullify myself, feel myself as being the worst of all, and correct and drawing the light. And on the other hand, to feel that I'm the smartest of all, so on and so on, and drawing the disseminating integral education.
Also, towards the friend, the group, you need to be also like this and also like that. also greater than everyone and also lesser than everyone.
No, there's work in the group and there's work toward the nation of the world.
So what? That too is different, and that's also different. I won't go and tell you if you didn't hear thousands of hours that I spoke about this. I'm losing my patience, because you can't repeat each time the same thing. I'll go forward, and you'll stay the same way like you are. Okay, you were late for the bus. I'm saying it seriously. Die, be born again in a few ten dozen years, and continue. You have someone else, hopefully not me, and he'll teach you. I'm telling you seriously. If you're not following what we're studying, and you're not grabbing it on with your teeth, that's the same thing. We're just getting into higher gears here, and you're coming once a week, once every 2 weeks, I don't know when. When you're not here, you don't go over the lessons, probably. So what do you want later? To come once a month and to start asking questions about for the month that you weren't here? That's how it is towards many people in the groups. I don't blame them in anything. But if they want to advance in a pace, they have to hear every day what we're studying. It's many hours. What can you do? That's why you were given 24 hours a day. Try to be all the time with an earphone in your an earbud in your ear, and that's it. You have more important things in life. Well, what do you want from me? Such things. I will never blame you for not knowing Talmud Esir Sefirot. Because there it's something else. You can all the time think, Abba, Ima, Ima, Abba, Abba, Ima, Ima, Abba. I don't know. I understand that you don't know. Because there it's a matter of attainment, closeness to it. Or you're like the Jerusalem Kabbalists, that you're doing, you're kind of reciting it. But when we're talking about the desire to receive with the spark and how we work in the group, whereas in the group we need to work both above the friend and also below the friend, that you don't know. That once I need to diminish myself, once I need to greaten myself, that this is also a clash all the time in me. So I don't have what to talk with you. I don't know what you're doing here. I'm telling you this seriously. That's it. I don't want to hear anymore. From your questions, I'm feeling that it's really not okay. Yes.
All of our lessons are on the archive, word to word, in text as well. I don't know if the friends know this.
They don't know. The amount of people that enter the archive for a lesson that was not today. Was how much, Mark? Do you know how many? It's almost zero. Who? Nahari doesn't even look at that at all. You don't care either. No. What? Many people have an automatic program which downloads the lesson. I don't know, but it's true that it exists.
There are some formats, like text and so on, in which people can better process the materials instead of listening to a two-hour.
But to read the text, you need to read. You need to be in front of a screen and to read. With an earphone in your hand, you can walk around in the market. And you can be in any other place. Let's say Rabash didn't just work in all kinds of places as a shoemaker, a laborer on the roads. And they said there wasn't any work, other work, so you had to be a clerk in the IRS. So he said, that's how I have to work. It was the worst possible work, because it's hard to work, because you need to fill all kinds of forms and do all kinds of things. Your head is already caught up with other things. It's not like when you're, fixing a shoe or doing works on the road. So your head is free. So it depends on what kind of job a person has. But anyway, he's on the streets, he's in the traffic, and he's standing in line somewhere. If you would have an MP3 with the filling of the morning lesson, I am certain you'll be able to hear it all during the day. You're missing many hours here and there. This must be, other than that, the portion of the week and my discussions with Oren on the TV, which is also, everything is in the archive. This is a must that each and every one must have at least once. If you were to hear every day these things, it would remain in your head, because we're repeating the same things. We're repeating. At least you would grasp our work on the axes, on the tips, once in Gadlut, once in Katnut. Yes?
I'd like to continue what Eli said. When I hear something, suppose I hear the New Life Talks, Chaim Chadashim, so I listen, and then I ask myself, what did you hear? I can't say.
It's not important.
But when I read it, I write a bit next to it, or work with it a bit, and then I can say it in my own words. So, I don't know, if a person has time, then...
You are right. We are talking about a person in life that at the time that his head is not busy with other necessary things for existence, he fills his ears with our lesson. That's all. If there's time to read, with a pencil together, like that? Yes.
Suppose I have an hour and a half, and I'm always with MP. So what should I listen to? Morning lesson, or Parashat HaShavua, or New Life?
I don't believe that you have only an hour and a half with your open ear. It can't be. From 24 hours that you are so all in all together that busy. It doesn't seem to be. Check yourself. Check how much time you can actually be with an ear piece inside. How much you would have to take it out of your ear because you're dealing with something that is necessary. See? I think that a lot more than an hour and a half. Now, what to hear? I don't know. The first lesson, the third lesson from the first lesson and the last lesson of the morning lesson, for sure. The weekly portion, for sure. The discussions with Oren, it's worthwhile, but it depends on which. There's 200 discussions there. So there's discussions about family, children, all kinds of things like that, that it could be that it's not so pertinent at this moment, even though there's a very general observation, which is good for anyone. So see what yes and what not. But there's no doubt, I have no doubt, that if a person wants, he will find up to 5 hours a day that he could hear. And even if he doesn't remember it later. Anyways, it's an action, and it enters somewhat, it sits in your subconscious. Yes.
What about the pticha? The pticha to the wisdom?
The pticha, the preface, it's a problem. If you're hearing that, you also have to be with the text and with the pencil, anyways, with the diagrams. Pticha is something else. But for Pticha, you need to dedicate time and to know that this is the foundation. You need to know this. There's a shortened course of the Pticha, several of those. It's all in the archive. Get some advice from the friends and find out what you can do.
I'm a programmer, and when I listen to your lesson at work, I can't work with it.
I'm not telling you that. I'm not telling you. What are you jumping? Okay, sit.
There are many programmers.
There are many. So other than that, you're not working 24 hours. Don't tell me. What are you doing on the way to work? And on the way home?
Usually I listen. I don't always have the strength to listen.
There's no such thing that you don't have the strength to hear. You don't hear, but it's there.
Usually I do, but...
All the time with an earpiece. All the time. That's it. All the time. There's no problem. Get used to it. And then you will see how many hours you altogether heard. What?
50 minutes to work and 50 minutes back.
That's already two hours, two lessons. Later, what do you do?
Afterwards, I go to sleep.
Oh, so you have only work and sleep? Oh, what a good, nice life. It's worthwhile to die, I think. What for? To live?
Morning lesson. I sleep a bit afterwards, so I have half an hour.
After work, half an hour, and that's it.
Yeah, more or less. Half an hour family, half an hour emails. That's it. What else is there?
It's murder.
It's also a lot. Besides, I wanted to say that
there's breaks at work. Anyways, you'll find somewhere. But 2 hours is also not something you should not consider, especially since you are here in the morning lesson. You still have two more hours. That's great. I'm talking about those that are not here. If you're here for 3 hours and you have two more hours, so exactly, you're covering what I said.
No. Besides, I wanted to say that people automatically download lessons, and when they want to go back to some previous lesson, they don't have to look for it. They already have it on their computer. So maybe there are many more people who listen to the lessons.
Okay. Niv. So he'll calm me down.
Today we have Congress.
Today we have a women's convention as a preparation for the men's convention. As I want to talk to them, to all of them, everyone should send their wives. I will talk to them to press you and to terrorize you. And then there's hope that you will awaken more. So today, from 5 in the evening, we have a lesson till 6:30. Then there's a break from 6:30 to 7. From 7 to 8, there's a workshop. And from 8 to 9, they have some discussion between them. That I am really not going to be there. The lesson and the workshop I will be doing, it's all going to be in our new building. And to connect to... About that, who should you communicate? Women will know where to what to do and to who to go to. 1-700-509-209 is the Israeli phone number. Okay.
There's also a question from the men and the World Kli and groups in Israel. What should we do during this time, the men? Should we study Rabash articles? Should we do something? Should we gather? Shouldn't we?
I don't know. Most of the men will be at home in order to watch their children, yes? And Sivatova, they can watch and see it also, right, if they want to. You can hear other things that belong actually to everyone, not necessarily to women. Look, I don't know what to do. I don't know. If we will have a new, when we will have the big building, in the new building, then men will be able to come with their children to do some mutual action. But for the time being, because of a lack of space, we're not capable of doing that. But all the women from all our groups are invited towards 5 o'clock in the afternoon. It's worthwhile, it's desirable for you to come from 4 o'clock to enter, to register and get absorbed and all that.
All from Elad is asking, with which one precise intention should the men and women be?
We need the woman part very much to help us, to push us, to press us, to truly awaken us towards advancement. Yes, Shimon.
Quickly. Rav, on the last Women's Congress, you recommended the men not to see it in terms of content. This time you do recommend them to watch?
I don't know. But anyways, we need to be in shared work. And if a man is disconnected, he doesn't know what he's talking about. It seems to me that it's worthwhile. Well, the workshop definitely not, but for the hour and a half of this discussion, it could be that yes, if there's nothing else that is more urgent. If we had a way to activate the men in parallel in another room with the children there, you know, that would have been good. Let's hope that we will come to that too, and for the time being...
So, we conclude... מתחברים אל המקור בפרו ואקוודור זורם נהר של אהבה בין אילת לערבה ברור שאין עוד מלבדו בליסבון ובבורדו בשהותו וגם מיטיב בניו יורק ותל אביב Around the world a ray of light is calling people to unite Igniting all the points inside Endless love will be our guide Above the place and beyond time A new humanity will shine Above the place and beyond time A new humanity will shine
духом одним устремление едино от Москвы до Сахалина от Чикаго до Читы от Литвы до Алматы от Сиднея до Берлина от Парижа до Пекина Around the world a ray of light is calling people to unite igniting all the points inside Endless love will be our guide Above the place and beyond time A new humanity will shine Above the place and beyond time A new humanity will shine Miren lo que sucedió En Japón y Kazajstán se abren los cielos también en Moscú y Jerusalén más ciudades y naciones más hermanos y uniones grandes olas de amor solo un clic un corazón Around the world a ray of light is calling people to unite Igniting all the points inside Endless love will be our guide Above the place and beyond time A new humanity will shine